It's 9:48 in the morning, and this is a report on what it was like to drive through Cork to my child's school. Well, first of all, I got to say, we're an hour late for school today, so the school run arrived an hour late. I arrived at the school and the children were all busily engaged in the most important activity of all at this age, in my opinion, which is play. They were actually engaged in play. And in groups doing things in the classroom. And the teacher was sitting there doing work. So it was great. It was lovely. Nice and quiet. Nice and calm. After the drama, we made it from Glanmire to Douglas through storytelling or story making, because we together made a story and we exceeded our audio boo limit during the car journey. So the time kind of flew, really, to tell the other people in Glanmire or in Cork what it was like. Let me start by saying we got through the tunnel quite easily without any trouble. We got out the other side of the tunnel. We went along in quite normal traffic conditions. A couple of cars stopped on the hard shoulder. I don't know if they got into any trouble, ran out of petrol or whatever they did, but you wouldn't normally see those. So that was a bit interesting. Up on to Mahon, up on the slip road to Mahon, and across the what I'll call the back way to Douglas, and no trouble at all, no traffic, no sign. I have yet to see a significant puddle on the road. Now, I'm not going to drive down into Douglas Village, and because I've seen very dramatic flooding down there. I'm going to turn around now and go back onto the what we call the Link Road and make my way to Maryborough Hotel for a meeting. And I don't really anticipate putting up another audio boo about the traffic, because I think it's all going to be very easy. There is dramatic news from Cork today, but I'm not able to report on it, and it wouldn't make any sense for me to be passing on second-hand reports. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this update, and have a really good day.